buzzer. ESPN Radio 1230 and 1450, Fayetteville and Fort Bragg's radio home for local sports. I'm Sully, going to be hanging out with you until 6 o'clock, keeping you company on your ride home. Got a very special guest joining us here on the program. I've got Zuri Berry of the Boston Globe joining us live from Indianapolis. Zuri, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on, Sully. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it. So you're out there, you're up there in Indy, just 2 days away from Super Bowl 46. Give us a feel for what it's like to be there in the middle of everything that's going on there in Indianapolis.
Well, right here, I'm in the media center right now. Let me tell you, it's the epicenter of everything. The JW Marriott here in Indianapolis has throngs of crowds sitting outside waiting to see the next celebrity, the next NFL player, the next NFL Hall of Famer to just stroll by and into the hotel and go, come up to Radio Row and do interviews and speak to the media. So it really is a crazy atmosphere. It reminds me of Vegas on a weekend. Definitely different for the normal Indianapolis that you might expect, where it's a little deader during the evening time. It's definitely been a festive atmosphere, and we've gotten a lot of Hoosier hospitality.
Awesome, very good. Who's the biggest celebrity or athlete that you've seen that you're jaw dropped? You probably don't get too starstruck, but who is the biggest that you saw?
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody else about this yesterday, and there's been a couple that I've seen that have kind of, I guess I should say, as celebrities and whatnot. But for all intents and purposes, I grew up in San Francisco in the Bay Area. When I saw Jerry Rice sort of, photo line, just doing autographs and pictures of people, I thought that was pretty cool. You know, I have some professional integrity. I'm not going to go sit there and ask for an autograph or a photo or anything like that. But it was really nice to see him out and about. And Joe Montana was here as well. And give a shout-out also to Peter Dinklage of Game of Thrones, the cool Lannister. He's out here. I saw Jenny McCarthy earlier today. And, you know, there's just a ton of people. And you just walk downtown, look into a restaurant, and there's somebody cool hanging out.
Yeah, that is not your typical Indianapolis Wednesday, Thursday night, huh?
No, not at all.
What about the most out of place? Who's the most bizarre, like, this person has no business being here, but since all the other A-list celebrities and athletes are here, this one just kind of tagged along?
You know, I can't put my finger on that. I think everybody wants to be at this kind of event. I think it's the place to be right now in the country. So you know, it gravitates to a lot of different people, and everybody is, you know, you see it from small town rappers trying to hawk their wares to just models trying to hang on. I mean, it really is an interesting just visual sight everywhere you go. And you know, right now in the hotel, there are people just, you know, in the lobby, just sort of, they're roped off near like a Starbucks, and they're trying to look for anybody that they can get a signature with. My colleague Bob Ryan, he finds himself caught up taking pictures with people because they know him from around the horn and everything. So, you know, it's very weird. But I don't think that there's anybody out of place. I do think that it is one of these things where this is where everybody wants to be, so everybody is showing up.
Very good. Let's get a little bit more serious here. Most of us woke up to the news that Jim Irsay had tweeted in the middle of the night about Peyton Manning and his status with the Colts. Tell me about the soap opera between the two of them, the perfect storm that it is, since the eyes of the entire sports world are on Indianapolis. Has it taken away from or has it added to the madness that is Super Week?
I think it's more added to the madness. It's not necessarily taken away from the game, because there are what you would call strictly Patriots and strictly Giants fans that are only focused on the game and the details leading up to that. And then there's this whole celebrity angle, which we've already gone over. But as far as the Indianapolis folks and local folks here, they're paying attention to this very closely. And it's funny, because Jim Irsay and both Peyton Manning have said, you know, time and time again, that they're not going to talk about this until after the Super Bowl. And lo and behold, story leaked out last night that Peyton is cleared and ready to go. And, you know, every time we see Jim Irsay around here, who's on the Super Bowl host committee, you know, he's talking about Peyton, or he's having to answer questions about Peyton. So they're both saying that they don't want to talk about it, but they're talking about it. And so it is becoming sort of one of the the sideshows to the whole Super Bowl madness of the week.
Our guest is Zuri Berry of the Boston Globe, joining us live from Indianapolis. Zuri, are you having trouble coming up with something relevant and interesting to cover since there is virtually nothing newsworthy coming out of either the Giants or the Patriots camps the past 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys have been looking at, but on Boston.com and BostonGlobe.com, we've been posting updates regardless on Rob Gronkowski's ankle. But on top of that, on Giants defensive tackle Chris Canty said something to the effect that, you know, we're going to be having a parade next week or something, and that was followed up by, you know, Tom Brady's thing on Sunday at the Patriots send-off that, you know, hopefully next week we have a bigger party. And so, you know, we're following all these little things that, you know, normally in context aren't big deals, but they sort of are amplified by the Super Bowl and just sort of taken, I guess, to another level. I wouldn't say blown out of proportion, but just taken to another level of what they really are, you know, which is guys just trying to be confident about their team. So those are the kind of things that we're writing about. Now, obviously, Gronkowski practiced yesterday. I mean, the ankle, he came in the second half of their practice, and he was able to do work. His official listing is now questionable for the game, which is typically to say 50-50 for Sunday's game, but if you look at the Patriots injury report and how many names are on there, which just gauge here is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's about 12, 13 names on this list that are all questionable for the game, and most of those questionable are going to play. So, I mean, these are the things that we're keeping track of, and it is difficult to say to fill content. But you know, there's always the interesting stuff, the features, looking at how players got here. I know Sterling Moore has been an interesting topic for those in the West Coast. All the little things. I think yesterday's front page of the Globe Sports section was how big Hakeem Nicks's hands are. So, you know, we're doing everything we can here to make sure we're keeping it interesting for readers and viewers on Boston.com and those.
You're not grasping at straws at all with that. Jeez Louise.
We had a laugh about that, me and Sully. Actually, Sully is our sports editor, too, so how about that, right? Sullivan.
Yeah, what are the odds that a couple of guys from New England with last name Sullivan go by Sully? Who would have guessed it, huh? you had mentioned the Patriots injury report, how it did come out today. Rob Gronkowski, along with, you know, another dozen guys, were listed as questionable. But really, with the Patriots and the way that Bill Belichick has everything shut down there in Patriots camp with injury report, questionable really doesn't mean anything. I mean, a questionable, you can get on the questionable list for a nosebleed and a hangnail, yeah, as well as you could from, you know, having your leg chopped off at the knee. So really, there is no nothing really newsworthy about Rob Gronkowski and these other guys on the questionable list. But what are you hearing about the effectiveness that Gronk is going to have in Sunday's game and how limited he's going to be, if at all?
You know, today he just was sort of trotting. He never really got into a sprint, according to the pool report out of practice. So it didn't seem like we got a full a view of what he may be able to do. He did do some more vigorous running yesterday in practice. He was not wearing what we're looking for, which was a specialized shoe for his ankle. So it does seem that he's going to play and that he is he's participating in a manner that suggests he just had an ankle injury, but they are taking it easy on him. I don't think any of these things is leading to the big question, of course, which is he going to play or not? And I do think he will. And I think they keep saying day to day. I mean, obviously he had that famous press conference on media day where he said day to day, 100 times, but he's definitely seemed like he's in the right place in order to play on Sunday, and he's doing all the things that he needs to do, obviously, with the training staff of the New England Patriots to get the ankle in shape.
Awesome. Very good. All right. We know that you got to run. I got one more for you before we let you go. This is when the parties get cranked up now out there in Indianapolis. Do you get to take your journalist hat off and just be a dude for a little bit and enjoy some of the fun stuff that's going on there in Indianapolis?
You know, you do get a chance to do it, and I think I'll have that opportunity tonight. I haven't really done it all this week, and people have been wondering why I haven't been out and about, and I'm just like, I'm going hard this whole week working. So it's a possibility. There's a number of parties that are available to us, and we keep getting the emails, you know, just from PR folks wanting to see if we want to go in. And one of these ones I'm going to say yes to. I'm pretty sure of it.
Very good. Well, you've been very hard at it. I understand you guys have a story coming out soon about how many words you can make out of Prince Amukamara's name. That's one of the things that you had on the back burner because there's nothing else to talk about. No, man. Have fun out there. Stay safe. Enjoy the game on Sunday. And thank you very, very much for joining us here on the program, Zuri.
Hey, thanks for asking for me to come on. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. All right. Appreciate it, buddy. And we'll definitely be checking Boston.com, which is the definitive source of information about the Patriots camp and for the Super Bowl. Thanks again, Zuri.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Yep.
That was Zuri Berry from the Boston Globe and Boston.com up there in Indianapolis covering the Super Bowl, giving you the insider info from the man on the scene. How awesome is that he took the time out to join us here in our tiny little station, in our tiny little town? Gotta love that. And you're welcome. All right, we're gonna step away. We gotta take a quick break because we're rolling on here on a BS Jones Football Friday. Give me a call, 867-4148. We've talked about the Super Bowl. We've listened to all the pundits all week long on various media outlets, whether it's here on ESPN Radio, whether it's on ESPN Television, whether it's all over the interwebs. We've seen what everyone has to say. Now I want to know what you have to say. It's prediction time. 867-4148. Give me your prediction for Sunday's Super Bowl 46. Who's going to win? What's the score going to be? We did this for the national championship, the BCS championship, a few weeks ago. We're doing it again. Here's what we're going to do. Whoever's closest to predicting the accurate score and winner, going to win a huge ESPN Radio 12, 30, and 14, 50 prize pack. I'm going to take one of everything that I've got, and I'm going to throw it all together for you as a huge Super Bowl prize that you'll be able to collect after the game is over. So 867-4148. Give me who you think is going to win, what the score is going to be. Here's what I'm going to do to determine the winner. I'm going to take total points scored in the game. We're going to do it Price is Right style. Don't go over. We'll take your calls on the other side of this break here on At the Buzzer on a BS Jones Football Friday on ESPN Radio 1230 and 1450.